Some of the most enjoyable fun shows we do are the ones that involve food and cooking. And today we have an opportunity, an especially fun one, I think, lined up for you. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Molly Gilbert is a graduate of the French Culinary Institute. She's a cooking instructor, a food blogger, and she's got a great blog at dunkandcrumble.com, dunkandcrumble.com. She's a former private chef as well as a recipe tester, and her book, the one we're going to be talking about today, is called Sheet Pan Suppers. And Molly, welcome to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be here.
I got to tell you what, half hour ago, 40 minutes ago, had the soy mustard salmon and broccoli sheet pan supper that's in your book.
I heard you had that. Was that your breakfast?
I'd call it brunch. We had a brunch. It's sort of like in between. And it was delicious. Judith Sears Poisson, our producer, made it up last night and brought it in today. And oh my goodness me, it was good.
Thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed.
I tell you what, we'll talk some more about that recipe and some other things. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in as well. Maybe you have a favorite dish or a whole meal that you've done on a cookie sheet. Love to hear about it. Or maybe you'd like Molly's help in converting one of your favorites. I know she'd be happy to help with that. So give us a call at 800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Now, you're talking about, you say sheet pan. Around here is pretty much, I think at least all of my friends would say a cookie sheet.
Sheet pans are used to make cookies for sure, but when you're using the recipes in the book, you just want to make sure that your cookie sheet has a little lip around the edges to make sure that your food doesn't fall off the sides in the oven. That's one important thing to note.
Yeah, those cookie sheets, they go in the oven, but there are three different cooking techniques that you use, do you not?
Yes. Sheet pan is really great for baking, broiling, and roasting, which I think are three techniques that really bring out the best flavor in a lot of food.
Yeah, they really intensify the flavors, don't they?
Yes, absolutely.
And aside from that, I mean, you talk about what are the advantages of using these techniques and using cookie sheets. It's simple, that's for sure.
Yes. That's sort of the whole point, is that there's very little cleanup because you're really only using one pan. And if you line the pan with aluminum foil or parchment, really all you have to do is crumple up the foil at the end of the meal, and you're sort of done with the dishes, which I love. And it's kind of like a riff on the one-pot meal.
Yeah, it's a great idea. What is the science behind this whole business of the fact that the food, flavors of the food are so intensified under these methods? What's the science there?
Yeah, well, because the sides of a sheet pan are so shallow, so the sheet pan is just an 8x13-inch pan, like you said, like a cookie sheet, with a little 2-inch lip around the rim. And because the lip is so shallow, the heat of your oven really circulates around all the food that you're cooking, and it draws out the moisture of the food and just intensifies the flavor. So, you know, everything gets really juicy and extra delicious.
You know, I've got sheet pans that I've got one. I've got a couple from my mother, who I think she might have gotten them from her mother, so like grandma's. And then I've got one or two that are relatively new. Last night I was at a mall, and I was looking at sheet pans because of the show today, and I thought, I can't remember what you'd said in your book about sheet pans, so I didn't buy another one. what's the best sheet pan in your mind?
That's a good question. I love sheet pans that just feel really sturdy. They're aluminum or stainless steel. those materials won't warp in the oven. So, you know, a lot of the older ones, like from your mother or your grandmother, probably are those kind of old school stainless steel sheet pans, which are wonderful.
Yeah, they really work well.
Yeah, but you can find them at most any kitchen store. You know, they're also called half sheets. So if you ask someone for a sheet pan and they're not sure what you're talking about, just say a half sheet pan or a cookie sheet with a little lip around the edge.
Yeah, and there you go. And how did you... Oh, well, before I go to that, I wanted to ask you about nonstick. Now, I don't like using nonstick. I've got one, but I've wound up, I think I have a pizza or whatever I did on it. I've scraped the, or, you know, scratched the bottom of the sheet pan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm not a big fan of the nonstick.
Yeah, nonsticks are okay for some purposes. I mean, you know, I think they can be convenient, but one of the problems I find is that they don't really hold up very well after a lot of use, and that nonstick surface tends to kind of scratch off and get into your food, which I don't really love. So I love using just a regular stainless steel or aluminum pan and lining it with parchment paper, which is nonstick. So that's a way to make a regular pan a nonstick pan.
We are talking about sheet pan suppers today with Molly Gilbert. She is the author of the book with that same title, Sheet Pan Suppers, 120 recipes for simple, surprising, hands-off meals straight from the oven. And I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun as I look through the book. You've got some great photography in there, but I'm wondering how in the world did you just sort of get so interested in this method?
Well, I have been using sheet pans for ages, actually, Larry. I mostly use them to, like, roast vegetables as a side dish or to bake cookies. And then I was speaking with my editor at Workman Publishing, and she had the idea of, well, you know, what about full meals on a sheet pan? And I just thought it was such a genius idea. You know, it's kind of a different riff off of the one-pot meal in that everything cooks together on one pan, but you can really go beyond like a soup or a stew or something that's extra saucy and get really crispy, juicy, delicious, full meals. So I kind of took her idea and ran with it and started testing all of these recipes and realized that there's really so much you can do on one sheet pan.
Well, there sure is. I'm certainly learning that as I look through your book and look at the recipes. They're pretty straightforward, and I like a cookbook with a lot of good photos, and you have a lot of good you have a lot of good photos in the book, and that's something that appeals a lot to me.
Thank you. I agree. Whenever I'm kind of in a cookbook store flipping through, I tend to gravitate towards the ones that have a lot of photos. So I definitely wanted that for my cookbook.
Okay, talking again with Molly Gilbert, author of Sheet Pan Suppers. You can join in, too. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Joy Cardine joins me right now. Joy.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Well, I tell you what, I'm enjoying this talk, and I just, you know, just mentioned that I finished the soy mustard salmon and broccoli dish that Judith prepared.
Does that sound good? Larry, your show so often makes me so hungry. to hear about these sheet pan suppers, and sometimes you hear about bread, and sometimes you hear about cheese and wine. It's always great to listen along and learn a new cooking technique or learn something mm-hmm. new on your show. You know, I wanted to mention, though, Larry, right now we have a very special dollar-for-dollar match going on during our winter membership drive, up to $5,300. That's a lot, and that means that you can double your impact of your pledge right now by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This generous match is from Kirsten Elmo and Larry Beck of Edgerton, and Don and Roz Ron. And it means that they will match every dollar you give. It's their way of encouraging you in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
And it's a wonderful opportunity to double your pledge. Actually, some of our regular guests on the program, I know, are people that appeal to you as we talk about the shows and the kinds of topics that we deal with. I wanted to mention Peter Green, who's been with us for many, many years, and Phil Pelletieri, and who answers endless questions about insects, and Melinda Myers. Melinda's a nationally known gardening expert.
You have the very best guest experts that can give us advice on such a wide range of topics. You get great information every day on The Larry Mueller Show, information that you can use from all of these regular guests and so many others. It's really a pleasure to listen, and I know it's a pleasure for you to learn from them. It's your contribution that makes this all possible. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I am not going to tell you how much to pledge. You pledge the amount. You decide on it. Every pledge matters. Every pledge helps pay for the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. And during the drive, you can ask for the I Love WPR t-shirt when you give $120 or more. That's pretty cool.
I like this t-shirt. It's a dark heather gray. It's USA made. It's printed right here in Wisconsin. And I love that you can show your love for WPR with this I Heart WPR right on the t-shirt. You can ask for the t-shirt when you give $120 or more. That's $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's Pledge Drive again. I should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Pledge right now.
Help, help. Jim will come through the radio.
Pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine, asking for your support of WPR during this winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $20, whatever amount you choose. That is the right amount.
And, you know, if you give the monthly amount, that makes you a sustaining member. A sustaining membership truly is a gift that keeps on giving. As a sustainer, your membership really doesn't have an expiration date.
And, of course, that's because the monthly deductions from your bank account handle that, or charges on your credit card or your debit card, you can do it that way too, automatically renews every year. So I hope you'll give the gift that keeps on giving by becoming a sustainer, monthly gift in whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I know you care about state, regional, and world events. You care about the quality of life in Wisconsin and beyond. At WPR and on this program, you get all that information and also commentary and suggested reading.
You get news and information and also programs that clear your mind, I hope, and entertain you. So support the programs you value right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is your radio station, the one that wakes you up in the morning. It rides with you in on your commute. It keeps you company over the lunch hour and throughout the day.
And I think the beauty of public radio is that you get to decide how much to pay for the programs you enjoy. Many first-time donors give $5 a month. Others give $10.
Your gift, combined with donations from other listeners, add up to Wisconsin Public Radio's single largest source of funding. So become our next new member right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're wondering how much you should give, that's up to you. Your contribution, any amount, will be turned into great programs programs that are going to keep you informed and entertained all year long.
So make your pledge in any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. When you do, you'll play an essential role in funding the programs that you count on every day.
And don't forget, our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, so give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
That's right. And if you decide you would like this I Heart WPR t-shirt, make that pledge of $10 a month, a pledge of $120, and it will be doubled. Can't do better than that. You'll double the impact of your pledge. You'll help support Wisconsin Public Radio programming. You'll tell Larry how much you love his show. And you'll have you'll get the t-shirt, too, at that $10 a month level. That's WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not already a sustainer, you can become one right now. Easy to set up. It's convenient. Ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can do that just by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your pledge is so important during this winter membership drive at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, having some fun today talking about sheet pan suppers. That's the title of the book, 120 Recipes for Simple, Surprising, Hands-Off Meals Straight from the Oven. Molly Gilbert, a graduate of the French Culinary Institute. She's a cooking instructor, a food blogger. Take a look at her blog. It's wonderful. It's dunkandcrumble.com. So dunk as in dunk your donut and coffee, dunkandcrumble.com. She's a former private chef, a recipe tester in kitchens, and her book is Sheet Pan Suppers. Have you ever done a supper in a sheet pan? I'd like to hear about it. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, or maybe you'd like to have a recipe adapted or share an experience with us. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on our Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and we do have some of Molly's recipes up on our Facebook page for you to try out. She was nice enough to let us do that. So we've got the soy mustard salmon and broccoli that Judith made for me. It was delicious. That's up there. There's a quick chicken and baby broccoli with spicy peanut sauce that I will be doing on Monday night. An apple galette from Sheet Pan Suppers. And what else have we got? I think that, baked brie and berries. So, and I've got some raspberries at home. I could try that out. Even pomegranate seeds. Yeah, here I am looking at the recipes and getting lost. And so you can look at them, too. Go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and we'll be glad to have you try them out. Listener Marilyn says that sometimes her pans kind of twist a little in the oven. One end rises up. She's wondering why this happens and how you can prevent it, Molly. You have some ideas on that?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering what kind of material her pan is made out of. Sometimes if it's not a stainless steel or aluminum pan, if it's a flimsier material, that will happen. And she just needs to make sure that she's got a good sturdy sheet pan and I guess sometimes, you know, if you're using really high heat, that will happen. And there's another kind of pan called a jelly roll pan, which is similar to a sheet pan, but it's a little bit smaller and thinner. Those types of pans do that a lot in the oven as well. They tend to warp. So I would say my best advice is to just get online or get into a kitchen store and find a good stainless steel or aluminum sheet pan.
And, you know, I can't even remember what they cost. I was looking. I didn't look at price last night when I was sort of in the store, but, you know.
They're usually pretty cheap. You can find a good one for around, you know, $10 or $15, I find.
Yeah, I that's what I was going to guess. And certainly if you're talking about equipment in the kitchen, That's got to be one of the less expensive things you're going to be buying for your kitchen.
Yes, for sure.
Especially because you're going to get a lot of use out of it. Well, let's talk about some of your recipes. You really some from every part of a meal, don't you? And they're all made with cookie sheets.
Absolutely. So there are chapters in the book for everything from appetizers through whole meals, and then I've got a section on brunch and desserts as well. So you can really make everything for an entire meal experience on the sheet pan.
Yeah, I really like that idea. Well, let's just talk about some of the recipes. And the last one I mentioned was baked brie and berries. And I have got some fresh raspberries in my refrigerator as we speak. But I don't have any brie, but I could certainly get that on the way home.
Yeah, that's really all it takes. This is in the appetizer section of the book. And it's one of the simplest recipes I've got, I think. Basically, you put a whole wheel of brie, or you could use camembert if you wanted to switch it up a little bit. And you put that on your sheet pan, and you scatter some berries around the cheese, and then you just drizzle very lightly with olive oil and a little bit of salt. And that goes in the oven just for, you know, about 20 minutes or so. And when it comes out, the berries have gotten a little bit juicy and soft, and the cheese is it's the most tender cheese you've ever put a knife through. It'll kind of ooze and melt out, and it's great served with crackers or a little piece of bread.
I love it. I love it that way. So that's probably something I might be picking up on the way home, as long as I already have the raspberries. Why not?
Yeah, halfway there.
Why not? Well, so that's one of the recipes. You have a lot of sidebars or like side boxes in your book as well that I really like.
The sidebars are kind of just little snippets on either an ingredient or a technique. It's really just to help you feel a little bit more comfortable in the kitchen when you're using some of these recipes.
Yeah, I liked it. I just opened the book up and I opened it up to Chinese eggplant. Did you know that Chinese eggplant is actually a fruit, not a vegetable, which I would have guessed. Now, that one, I knew tomatoes were really a fruit, but I didn't realize that eggplants are. So does that make any difference in how you work with it?
It doesn't. I think that was just sort of a fun fact to throw in there.
I liked it. But you've got one for how to quick bake a sweet potato.
Yes. You are looking at the baked sweet potatoes with cannellini beans and spinach recipe. Sounds like. Yeah, and I just give a couple of tips on, you know, if you're short on time or if, you know, you're looking for a different way to bake your sweet potato, you can bake it in the microwave, actually, and it'll just soften right up in there. What else do I say in that sidebar? I've got to flip to that page myself.
Yeah, and I lost the page. So here we are. We're both looking for that page, and I'm just not finding it right now.
Oh, well, there it is, 176.
There we go. Oh, yeah. There we go. Well.
Yes, so the recipe has the sweet potatoes cooking for an hour in the oven, which I can realize is sometimes a bit too much time if you're trying to get dinner on the table and less time, you know, after work or something. So you can always microwave it, and it'll take far less time, about 15 or 20 minutes.
Actually, I do that a lot with baked potatoes. Sometimes I'm going to make a twice-baked potato or something. It's so much easier.
Yeah, it's a great way to cut down on time.
I mean, you can do a twice baked potato in, you know, 10 minutes, you know? And I'll do one potato for one and my daughter, I have an 11-year-old daughter, Emily, and she'll have half and I'll have half, and there we are, all done in 10 minutes.
Perfect.
It's perfect. Talking with Molly Gilbert today about sheet pan suppers, 120 recipes for simple, surprising, hands-off meals straight from the oven. You're a little quiet today. I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you and talk about cooking in a sheet pan. And maybe you've got some experiences to share. Maybe you've got a question about cooking in general. Please feel free to join in. I really like that you included that background information on ingredients that people may not be familiar with, or cooking terms that could use some explanation. And those usually go in a box, like the Chinese eggplant that, what is the title? Wait, what? Or something like that?
Yes, the title, I've kind of sectioned the sidebars into different categories. One is called Teach Me How, and that's sort of a technique tip. There's a category of boxes called Wait, What? And that'll give you a little bit more information on an ingredient or something like that.
Well, you know, one is panko that you've got, a description of what is panko. And somehow recently, it seems like more and more recipes that I'm looking at call for panko. And I had to, and this is not that all that long ago, I had to go to the store and I asked somebody about panko as a sort of a breadcrumb. What made it different from other breadcrumbs?
Yeah, so panko is just a Japanese breadcrumbs, and they're much lighter and a little bit flakier than regular breadcrumbs. So I find that they're generally interchangeable with regular breadcrumbs, but they just give a kind of a lighter, airier texture, which I kind of like.
Yeah, I like it, too. I hadn't used it before up until just, I don't know, a month or two ago, frankly. And now I use it a lot. Esther in Rockdale has a comment. Hi, Esther. Thank you for calling.
Well, I'm happy to call. But I am wondering, you started out talking about a sweet potato recipe with spinach or something, and then you get off on how you can make it quickly in the microwave, but you never really got back to the recipe. Could you do that for us?
Sure, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me get back to that page so I know exactly. Yeah,
Are you there?
We're here. Sorry. We're taking, Molly's just going back to the recipe to take a look at it again. I'm surprised you don't know every ingredient and every amount of time for every one of the 120 recipes.
Yeah, it's a lot of recipes.
No, it's a lot of recipes, but go ahead. What have you got?
Yeah, so we're talking about the baked sweet potatoes with cannellini beans and baby spinach, and that's on page 175 of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And this recipe is great because it's vegetarian. So if you're looking, you know, to cook a meal for a vegetarian guest, this is a good one. And it's just roasted sweet potatoes. And then you use just a can of cannellini beans, which are those like little white beans.
Yep.
Rinsed and drained. And you mix those with some capers, some golden raisins, a little bit of lemon juice and spices. And, you know, I like a little crushed red pepper flake. And you kind of tuck that mixture into your sliced baked sweet potato. And then at the very end of cooking, you put a handful of fresh spinach on top, which sort of wilts over the whole sweet potato. And that's kind of it. That's your good kind of hearty vegetarian meal.
Yeah, and that's a whole meal right there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So the beans have a lot of protein, and it's kind of a complete meal in a tiny cute little package there.
Talking with Molly Gilbert today about sheet pan suppers. Glad to have you listening in. Join us at 800-642-1234. You know, we're right in the middle of our winter membership drive. Your support really is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. And we'll be talking through the show, as a matter of fact, with Molly Gilbert. Joy Cardine, one of the great sheet pan cookers of Wisconsin Public Radio, joining us right now to help me encourage you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
Well, you know, I will be a better sheet pan supper maker after listening to this hour, Larry. But what I can do very well is tell you about this dollar-for-dollar match that we have in effect right now from Kirsten Elmo and Larry Beck of Edgerton. Also, Don and Roz Ron. Your gift of $50 will turn into $100, or $100 will turn into $200, and so on. So take this opportunity to double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm sure you've been enjoying the conversation today with Molly Gilbert about sheet pan suppers. And I think this is an example of the kind of fun and informative talks that we have on this show.
And I hope you will take a few minutes now to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. You decide how much. Have it doubled, because we have that challenge grant going on, that dollar-for-dollar match going on. And then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And during this membership drive, you can get the I Love WPR t-shirt. When you give $120, that $10 a month or more, your donation supports the programs, of course, that you count on, and you can also get this very cool and comfortable shirt.
It is a very cool t-shirt. I'm looking forward to wearing mine. It's dark heather gray with a red heart, 100% cotton, USA made. It's printed right here in Wisconsin. So pledge now, $10 a month if you would like the t-shirt, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just like you, we have to also make our contributions to get our t-shirts.
That's
they
right.
don't hand those t-shirts around here by any means at all. A large slice of WPR's budget pie, the biggest slice, really comes from listener support. So while all of our funding sources, state, federal, and businesses, they're all important, of course, your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is, thanks to listener support, listeners like you. So give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this winter membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And you know, Larry, we do have that dollar-for-dollar match
yes.
going on right now. We still have
ways to go.
Still a ways to go. So let's not leave any dollars on the table with this dollar-for-dollar match, up to $5,300. So you have the opportunity to double the impact of your support with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I like to think about Wisconsin Public Radio as continuing education, continuing in a fun way. It's possible only because of support from listeners like you. And like any education, you get out of it what you put into it. So I hope you'll invest right now in your education at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You know, you probably have a story about how you first became a Wisconsin Public Radio listener. Maybe you discovered Wisconsin Public Radio by accident and have never changed the station since.
And now is the time to create the story about how you first became a WPR donor. Might start out like this. I was listening to WPR, as usual today, when I realized it was time to donate.
That's how it usually happens.
That's how it usually happens.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking to me. Yes, we're talking to you.
Yes, we are. So you can finish that story right now with your first ever donation of, say, $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, here's a story from Mary from Richland Center, who said she increased her sustaining pledge, and she told us this great story. She said, one day while talking politics, her friend was very impressed with her knowledge. Her friend asked if she had studied political science in college, and she said, not at all. I get all my knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio. Isn't that great?
That is a wonderful, wonderful story. You know, you may have heard that Wisconsin is having a debate about the level of funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting, and this could lead to a significant decrease in state support. And That funding has been essential to delivering programs like this one throughout the state.
Wisconsin Public Broadcasting is working hard to address this challenge as the budget process goes forward. And listener support continues to be a vital part of the WPR budget. Your donation is more important than ever. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, it's a dollar-for-dollar match still in effect, so please do give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your pledge now, very important during our winter membership drive. Again, WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Here's a look at what's coming up this afternoon here on the Ideas Network. At 12:30 on Chapter a Day, Jim Fleming reads from The Heart of Things, a Midwestern Almanac by John Hildebrand. Then stay with us from 1 till 3 for The Kathleen Dunn Show. After 1, what does ISIL really want? After 2, tips for maintaining a healthy heart. And join us from 3 until 6 for Central Time. That's all here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
On Central Time, we cover it all.
Remember, you got to be in the market to succeed in the market. So, you know, you put yourself out there, you took the time to set up your profile, and sure, you got lucky. That's the way life works.
Mama Ka Dandum, and what that word means is an amazing thing. It was like my ancestors reaching back from the past and blessing us in these times.
Join us for the news and so much more.
Central Time, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from the UW-Madison College of Engineering, offering online engineering master's degrees in environmental sustainable systems. More at onlinemasters.engr.wisc.edu. Catch the latest news headlines, listen to our live streams, and browse the archives of your favorite shows, all from your tablet or smartphone. The best of WPR and NPR whenever and wherever you want it. WPR.org.
And thanks so much for listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here talking today about sheet pan suppers with our guest Molly Gilbert, who is a graduate of the French Culinary Institute, cooking instructor, and author of Sheet Pan Suppers, 120 recipes for simple, surprising, hands-off meals straight from the oven. And I can tell you from experience, there's wonderful recipes in that book. Judith made one for me, and it was just lovely. Soy, mustard, salmon, and broccoli. That recipe, along with some others, is up on our Facebook page. So you can just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page and get those recipes. I know you're going to enjoy them. George in Rockland has a story for us. Hi, George. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Larry's been talking a lot about panko breadcrumbs lately, and there's an interesting story about the origin of it. During World War II, tank gunners were looking for a way to cook their rice flour before, so that there would be no light or exposure so that the enemy could see them. So they used their powerful batteries that are in tanks, and they electrocuted the rice flour, and that's how rice flour is created, through electricity.
Oh, my goodness. Molly, did you know that story?
I absolutely did not. That's news to me. That's awesome.
I love that story. See, you know, this is one of the great things about Wisconsin Public Radio. You learn something. I learn something new every single day. Thanks, George. I did not know that. Sarah in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about convection cooking. I've had a convection oven for 10, 15 years, and I never see recipes that suggest adjusting length of time or temperature. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, that's a good question. I find that most people who I talk to don't have convection ovens, so it's not something that I really think about when I test a recipe, but I really should. I think that convection ovens usually cook things a little bit faster because the air circulation is just a little bit better. So when cooking in convection, I would just check the food a little bit earlier than the times that I've stated in the book.
Yeah, it's moister,
that would be my one.
Moister, I find that the moisture, and also when I go to put in the 350, it'll actually go to 325, as if that's the default number. But it is it's a wonderful way of baking because everything is so much moisture, and mine actually has a roast convection setting, so it makes it's a very high heat, but a very kind of moist heat. I think convection is really the way to go, but I never, ever see any adjustments for it. So,
do you have a cookbook for convection ovens? For cooking with convection, Sarah?
I've never seen one, though. And they're probably out there. Just go to the library.
Well, I'm just... I'm just
maybe
thinking here about...
Maybe that's my idea for my next cookbook.
Well, that's just what I was thinking, Molly. Here's it.
Please do. Let's get rid of the microwave cooking. Let's just go back to
convection. All right. Well, there you are, Molly. Your next book. Are you working on another book, by the way?
I'm actually talking about with my publishers another sheet pan book. So whether it's a similar to this one or kind of a riff on this one, we will see. But yeah, that's in the works.
Oh well, I can see why. And I have sales been good on the book? It's pretty new though, isn't it?
Yeah, it just came out in December, but so far so good. It seems to be resonating with people, which I love to hear.
Yeah. And you know what? That pan in your introduction on the left side is a photo of a sheet pan, a cookie sheet.
Yeah, that's a well-loved sheet pan.
It looks just like the one I've got from my mother. I mean, it's almost identical. That really dark, I mean, it's been used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those work just as well as the brand new ones.
Yeah. In fact, even, you know, I mean, they're sturdy. I've never had that one bend in the oven for sure. They hold up pretty well. Listener Lorraine in Mineral Point is really intrigued by the fact that you are a recipe tester. Can you take us through what that means? How do you do it? How are the results used?
Yeah, well, so I've worked in the past as a recipe tester for Savour magazine, and then obviously, you know, creating a cookbook requires lots and lots of recipe testing. So for the cookbook and for my blog, I get inspiration from all over, from other cookbooks and other blogs and, you know, old family recipes or something that I ate at a restaurant, and then I'll get in my own kitchen and sort of try and recreate it and, you know, try out different ingredients or, you know, swap out certain spices. And it's just sort of it's a really fun process for me of coming up with kind of a brand new recipe. So that's sort of my approach.
What is your kitchen like, by the way? What do you have a sort of what you would call a professional kitchen, or is it a kitchen like sort of the...
I don't. It's a kitchen just like anyone else's. You know, since I'm cooking for other home cooks, I like to, you know, work in an environment where other home cooks would feel comfortable and would have, you know, I have the same equipment as you do at home. So my kitchen is kind of small. I live in an apartment with my husband, although we just bought a house. So I'm gonna excited to move into a newer, slightly different kitchen. But yeah, it's just a normal kind of home kitchen.
Let me ask you this. Do you here I'm getting nosy, but do you do heat with gas, or is your oven gas, or is it electric?
My oven is electric, actually. Although I kind of prefer gas. It just sort of worked out with this apartment building had an electric range, and I've had to kind of learn to adjust, but you know, it's been great.
I have gas, so I really like the gas. It's very, very nice. Well, let me give the number again, 1-800-642-1234. Appreciate hearing from you. If you've got a question, a comment, or maybe an experience to share as we talk sheet pan cooking, sheet pan suppers, actually, and, of course, dealing with other baking and food-related issues. So the number 1-800-642-1234. We had a comment on Facebook from Rosetta, who says, I love your show and learn a lot from it. A good sheet pan meal is Italian sausage covered with sliced green peppers and onions, sprayed with cooking spray and sprinkled with garlic powder. Cool, serve on hot dog buns and with a green salad. And that's what she does. What do you think, Molly?
I love it. That sounds a lot like one of the recipes I've got in the book on page 70. It's for chili, chicken, sausage, and peppers with, and I make it with a basil garlic bread. So it's the same idea. It's sausages with peppers and onions and some garlic. And it's so easy. It just roasts right in the oven, and it's awesome served on a little bit of garlic bread.
Oh, yeah. You're making me hungry again, even though I hasn't been that long since I've just eaten, but I'm hungry nevertheless. And, of course, I think I may be always hungry all the time, as a matter of fact. And Joy Cardine back with us again as well, who is here to help us with our Wisconsin Public Radio winter membership drive. Your gift right now is so important. It keeps programs like this one going strong. So I hope you'll invest in your future listening with your gift at WPR.org or our phone, 888-202-2552.
Larry, I am so excited. We are so close to reaching the goal for this hour.
Whoa.
And we still have $1,000 left on the table or so, $1,000 or so in that dollar for dollar match. So this is a great time to pledge because Kirsten Elmo and Larry Beck of Edgerton and Don and Ron, Roz Ron will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your pledge right now. Double the impact of your pledge right now and help us reach our goal this hour. And let's not leave any of this challenge grant on the table.
No.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
From 11 to 12:30 every weekday, we kind of take a break from the politics and that sort of news, and we try to focus more on advice-type topics. We talk about the outdoors. We talk about interesting things going on at the university and in the state. Health issues, finance, and today, of course, talking about cooking and sheet pan suppers with Molly Gilbert.
Whoa, and there's a not-so-secret ingredient to this winning recipe, and that is your support, listener support. You make this program possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you give to the programs, you support the programs that you love. And as an added incentive, we have something special during this winter membership drive. It's an I Love WPR t-shirt. And it's yours when you give $120 or more, $10 a month or more.
And you can ask for this t-shirt. It is a dark gray, USA-made, printed right here in Wisconsin t-shirt. It says, I Heart WPR. And you'll double your pledge and get the t-shirt. So pledge $120, ask for the t-shirt, get it doubled. WPR.org at 888-202-2552.
I hope you'll make your donation right now in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine. And we're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. And your pledge might be $5 a month or maybe it's $100 a month.
And during this winter membership drive, pledges have been coming in from $5 a month through multiple thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. Consider joining the 9XM Leadership Circle with a gift of $100 or even $200 a month for the programming that you value. Make that leadership gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I did want to mention that we've had some callers ask about spending a little bit more time talking about the names of recipes and talking through a few of those. So I want to promise just right now that when we come back from our newscast a little bit later on, Molly and I will be going through some of her recipes in a little bit more detail so that you have that information. And I think it's kind of one of the nice things about Wisconsin Public Radio. We really do try to give you something useful during our show, some great information every day. Maybe it's on your way to and from work. Maybe it's over the lunch hour like this show. And then we do some on the weekends as well.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is an important part of your life. Your day would probably be much different, probably much worse, if you couldn't catch your favorite program. Your contribution keeps WPR the strong station that you count on month after month, year after year. So give any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we still have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from Kirsten Elmo and Larry Beck of Edgerton and Don and Roz Ron. Your gift of $50 will turn into $100. $100 turns into $200 and so forth. So take advantage of it. We still have hundreds of dollars to go yet, Joy.
Yes, and so make your pledge now. It can be doubled. You will double the impact of your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've never given before, here's what to expect. It's just a really quick process. Takes a few minutes. You answer some basic questions, your name and address, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay for it. And frankly, that's it. You make your donation to WPR. You're going to feel good about it. And if you're a first-timer, $5 a month, just fine. Maybe it's $10 a month. The amount is up to you, really, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Mary from Abbotsford, who pledged, and she says, Wisconsin Public Radio is a lifeline in north-central Wisconsin, where there are very few daily papers that cover state news in depth. Please keep up the good work. Well, thank you so much, Mary, for your pledge. You can join Mary to keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I can't emphasize enough that your pledge right now is so important during this winter membership drive. So please go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Take a look at the news and weather, and then we'll be back with our guest. You stay with us. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. We cover a lot of topics on this show, but I think one of the more popular topics we have anytime is when we talk about cooking and eating. Glad you could join us today, and I'm really glad to have Molly Gilbert with us. She's a graduate of the French Culinary Institute, cooking instructor, a food blogger, and her blog is really a fun blog, Dunk and Crumble, dunkandcrumble.com. That's her blog. And her book is called Sheet Pan Suppers, and that's what we're talking about with her today. Certainly inviting you to join in at 800-642-1234. Before we get into it with Molly, Joy, you're back.
I am back because, Larry, I am so happy to report that we did meet the challenge in the first hour, met the goal, exceeded the goal, so yay.
Wonderful.
You. Thank you so much for your support. Now, though, we have another special challenge. We have another dollar-for-dollar match for this last half hour of the Larry Mueller Show, up to $2,000. This generous match is from a pair of generous donors in Madison, and it means they will match every dollar you give, up to $2,000. So we wanted to let you know that right off the bat that you can double your pledge by making your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So we will hopefully meet that by the end of this half hour.
Lovely, lovely. And lovely to have Molly Gilbert with us, too. Molly, we've got a special caller on the line from Milwaukee. Let's go to Gene in Milwaukee. Hi, Gene.
Hi, how are you?
Well, great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, you have a special relationship here, do you not?
Yes, I happen to be Molly Gilbert's grandfather.
Well, you know what? I am glad you called, Gene. Molly, did you know this was going to happen?
I didn't. Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Molly.
I forgot to tell you about my roots in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that you had roots in Wisconsin. That was great to know that. And Grandpa, do you have even a question for her?
Sure. I like to make an egg in a basket in a frying pan. Molly, could I do it on the sheet pan?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I've got a recipe in the book for a sheet pan. I call them eggs in a bread in a hole, but they're called one-eyed jacks or they're called bullseyes. So instead of having to stand over the stove and cook individual batches, you can just bake them all at once on the sheet pan.
I like that idea. We always call them hen in a nest or egg in a nest. Sometimes it gets called.
Yeah. Molly, you may not believe this, but my mother actually taught me how to make this when I was about 10 years old.
There you go. Well, you know what? I taught my daughter how to do it when she was pretty young, too. And it's one of those easy things that you can do with I have a glass that's just the right size, you know, for making that hole in the middle of
the bread.
Yeah, that hole in the bread. It works perfect. It works perfect.
Awesome.
Well, Gene, thank you.
Now you can make...
What?
I was going to say, now you can make multiple at one time all on a sheet pan. That's in the brunch section.
Yeah. Well, so how long? Once you put them, let's just do the recipe for that. So you just put them all, put the bread down on the sheet pan. You butter the bread?
You kind of butter the sheet pan and the bread soaks in the butter from the pan. And then you cook the bread on its own for a few minutes, flip it over, crack the eggs in, and then you cook all the eggs at once in the oven.
Okay, and that way then the pan is nice and, hot or warm. At least.
Yeah, it's preheated.
It's preheated that way if you've done one side. So what, how long? Yep. Would it be a couple minutes or 5 minutes or, and then turn
it? So you cook the bread for about 5 or 10 minutes and flip it, crack in the eggs, and then the eggs take about 10 minutes to cook, just depending on how you like your eggs.
Oh, so, and I really like that idea because... I'm always making them one at a time, and that can be a little bit of a, depending on how many people you have, that can be a little bit of a pain in the rear end, to be perfectly
honest.
Right, if you've
got people coming over, this is the way to do it in the oven.
That's the way to do it. Gene, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call. Have fun, Molly.
Right.
Thanks, Gramps.
All right, Gramps, good for you. What about you? As you listen in, you're not Molly's grandpa, but maybe you have a question for her, maybe an experience to share. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And I've got some folks coming over on Monday night, actually, for a dinner. And I know a couple of them are kids of my daughter's best friends. They're the next door neighbors, and the grandma's coming over too, and probably their dad. And so they're going to be a little 6 or 7 of us probably for dinner. And I thought this quick chicken and baby broccoli with spicy peanut sauce could work.
Absolutely. That's one of the most popular recipes I'm finding. A couple other good ones that you might consider are some baked turkey meatballs with slow-roasted tomatoes. That's one that I make a lot and seems to be a crowd pleaser. I also would recommend the fajita flank steak with onions and peppers.
Ooh.
That one's kind of fun because you can put on a little fajita spread.
Oh, I like that idea, too. Well, let's go through the chicken and baby broccoli with peanut sauce recipe. I know people were wanting us to kind of go through it. Oh, somebody called and asked. Let's go back to the egg dish for a minute. What's the oven temperature that you use for that egg dish?
The oven temperature that I use for the egg dish, I just want to make sure I don't get this wrong, is 350 degrees.
Yeah, 350 oven. You know, that's what I would have guessed. I would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
about
kind of a standard?
Yeah.
Temperature.
So yeah, for sure. So we've got some cooking oil. We've got some a little brown sugar, some creamy peanut butter. Now, of course, here I sit with nuts in my peanut butter, and could I use it anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. You could. Sauce would just be a little chunkier.
Yeah, it's going to be a little chunkier, and then I've got sesame oil, there's a little tablespoon of that, and of course, this recipe, by the way, is up on our Facebook page, so you go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and you can find it there, and then a tablespoon of sriracha sauce, is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, sriracha, that's right, it's just kind of a hot sauce.
Okay.
So if you have Tabasco or something, you want to use that instead, you can.
All right. And then rice vinegar, which I may or may not have rice. Oh, I could pick some up easily enough.
Yep.
And it should be rice vinegar and not some other kind of vinegar.
I mean, a lot of these recipes are pretty adaptable. So if you wanted to use just plain white vinegar instead, you certainly could. It would affect the flavor a little bit, but I think for the most part it would still turn out.
Well, I've got a lime tree. Limey's producing lime, so I can just grab a lime off Limey. Because I need a tablespoon of freshly squeezed lime juice, and then some broccoli. For 6 people, I'd probably go with about a pound and a half or so. Pound.
Yeah, that sounds good. A pound to a pound and a half, I think, would be good. I always err on the side of cooking a little bit more and having leftovers instead of running out of food.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then some, couple pounds maybe of boneless, skinless chicken breasts or cutlets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would probably go with 1.5, maybe 2 pounds of chicken.
All right, so then what do we do? So get the oven heated, and you're going to broil it. I'm going to broil this, right?
Yeah, so you're going to turn on the broiler, and you'll prepare your sheet pan by lining it with some aluminum foil or parchment. Actually, not parchment. Sorry, scratch that. You never want to use parchment under the broiler because it can burn.
Yeah.
So you'll line your sheet pan with aluminum foil, and then you'll kind of whisk up your peanut sauce. So all those ingredients you just listed, the peanut butter and the sesame oil and the soy sauce and all that, you whisk that up to make your peanut sauce. And then you spread the sauce over the chicken and broccoli, just right on the pan there. And that goes into the broiler, just like that. And the chicken cooks for about 10, maybe 12 minutes, and you flip it halfway through to make sure it, you get both sides. And that's it. It's done in about 12 minutes.
So 5 or 6 minutes, and you with the broiler, you're up to the top.
Yeah, you want the pan, about 4 inches from the heat.
About 4 inches, and you got to keep your eye on the chicken because you don't want it. You don't want to turn it into a charred heap.
Right, and with this recipe, you'll get little charred spots, which are fine. That's just extra flavor, but you do want to keep your eye on it and make sure that it doesn't burn.
And would you have that on a high broil? Would you have it on low broil? It depends.
I would have it on the high broil.
You do it on the high broil. And
yeah.
10-12 minutes, and you've got those. Just pick up the... See, this seems to me to be a really easy recipe.
And it is. It's one of the simpler ones. It's a matter of whisking up a sauce and then kind of just throwing everything under the broiler.
Yeah, I really like it, and you can really kind of have it all ready to go, and when people, you wouldn't even start it until people got there.
Right, yeah, you could just have it cooking as people were there and kind of settling themselves in.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll be doing.
Good, I'm glad.
I'll be doing that on Monday night for the neighbors, for the next door
awesome.
Neighbors. Oh, boy. You know, one of the, this apple galette
mm-hmm.
that you made, and there's a photo, now I can't remember where it is in the book, but.
It's the very last recipe of the book, I think, so it's on page 282.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there it is. It looks so wonderful. I just
Thank
thought,
you.
Oh, I love the look of this. And that's
yeah, and
go ahead.
I was going to say it's called an apple galette, which sounds kind of fancy, but really all it is just a free-form pie. So it's a pie without the pie dish.
Yeah, it's just on the sheet pan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, right on the sheet pan. So you kind of fold the crust of the pie over the apples to make a free-form crust.
Now, would you make this ahead? Like a day ahead, or probably not, or at least earlier in the day you could make it?
You certainly could. You could make it a day ahead and then just kind of reheat it in the oven to crisp up the crust. Or you could assemble it the day ahead and keep it in the refrigerator unbaked and then bake it the day that you're serving it, if you want to do that. it's pretty versatile that way.
Yeah, I really like the look of it, and I'm, you know, is it going to go with the peanut, the chicken, and whatever? What's that? Chicken and baby broccoli. Yeah, would you serve it with that?
You know, why not? I think it goes well. I think after a savory meal like that, everybody likes a little sweet bite, and you know, apple pie can't really go wrong.
No, you're definitely not going to go wrong with apple
Nobody's
pie.
Nobody's going to complain, right?
What kind of apples did you use? I didn't notice.
I like to use Granny Smith or Golden Delicious or a mix of those two, but you just want an apple that's kind of holds up well in the heat of the oven and won't break down into mush.
And yeah, that's exactly right. And we'll have that, and we have that already, that recipe up on our Facebook page. So you can go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. This is so much fun. Thank you, Molly, so much for being with us today. I love your book. Love your book a lot.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. I've got, like I said, strong roots in Wisconsin, and you heard from my grandpa, so I'm just thrilled to be on the show.
Thanks, Molly. Molly Gilbert, and I'll encourage you to go to her blog, which is dunkandcrumble.com. And take a look at her book as well. It's called Sheet Pan Suppers. I'm glad I have a copy. I'm going to be using it. And if you want to try out some of her recipes, we've got a nice array that Judith put up on our Facebook page. So go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and you can get those recipes. And one of the gals that follows the recipe for success is Joy Cardine. She's got the recipe for success when it comes to raising money here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Larry, I have a lot of help from you and from this pair of generous donors in Madison who are ponying up $2,000 for a dollar-for-dollar match going on right now. So we still have some of that money on the table to double your pledge right now, whatever that pledge is, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, last hour we heard from, oh my goodness, we heard from how many people? 54, was
yeah,
it? 54 people. We had $5,960 contributed. What a wonderful, thank you so much for those pledges.
And we still have room for you in this half hour's challenge. Until 12:30, we have the challenge going on, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us reach our goal for this last segment of the Larry Mueller Show and double your support, double the impact of your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I hope you've been enjoying our conversation today with Molly Gilbert about sheet pan suppers. That's a hard one to say, you know.
You gotta be careful saying that one.
Yeah, yes, you do. Yeah, but it's the show. I think it's got a good example of the kind of fun and interesting conversations that we have.
And it was a delight to listen along and to get hungry and get some ideas for recipes and to hear Molly's grandpa call in. How great is that? Now take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make the pledge. That's all there is to it. WPR.com. Or 888-202-2552.
This membership drive, you can choose the new I Heart WPR t-shirt as your thank you gift for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. Your pledge supports the programs, and you're going to love the shirt.
It's a really nice shirt. It's dark gray, 100% cotton, printed right here in Wisconsin. You can choose your size, small through 2XL. So pledge now. Show your love for WPR. Pledge $10 a month, $120 at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552. Get that pledge doubled right now and ask for your new t-shirt.
I've been a public radio listener for as long as it's been around. It's a long time. Public radio for me is pretty much the only kind of radio that I would choose to listen to. My name is Penny, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for programming I can't get anywhere else.
And thank you so much for your contribution. If you have not pledged yet, now's the time to do it. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine asking for your support of WPR during this winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
We had a listener write in to say, I love people coming together in community to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks so much for that comment.
Oh, man, that's I think, an example of the kinds of comments that we get a lot from people. The membership drives, I think it's kind of fun to have membership drives. It's a great time for us to kind of share our enthusiasm for the programs and the service that we all love. I hope you'll join the community in celebrating WPR. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, we still have
$700
on the table in that dollar-for-dollar match, up to $2,000 in effect right now. So this is a great time to pledge because of this pair of generous donors in Madison doubling every dollar you give. Their way of encouraging you, inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, and you've become one already, I know that was an important first step. Take that next step right now. Become a financial supporter.
The step from listener to supporter is really easy. You just decide how much you'd like to give. Maybe it's $5 a month. That's a great starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And then make the pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We work on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it, I guess, but the whole thing works because you do choose to support it. So how about a pledge right now? Maybe $10 a month.
You get to decide the amount. Then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, your gift supports the programs that you hear and use and love every day on WPR.
You provide the single biggest piece of our budget here at Wisconsin Public Radio, our listeners. Make a pledge of $5 or $10 a month or any amount that's comfortable for you, and you'll be doing your part to keep the station strong. You can help. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. That dollar-for-dollar match still in effect?
Still in effect, and I will not leave any money on the table, Larry.
No.
I'm going to stay here and ask for your pledge so we use up every last dollar of that dollar-for-dollar match. This is a really great opportunity for you to not only support Wisconsin Public Radio and Larry Mueller with whatever pledge amount is good for you, but then it's doubled thanks to these generous donors from Madison. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Good way to do it would be to pledge at the $120 level. That's $10 a month. You can show your support for WPR and get the new I Love WPR t-shirt. Again, that's at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We're running out of time, but there's still time.
And I want to thank everybody who has pledged. Jacqueline from Franklin, who is a first-time pledger. Thank you, Jacqueline, says, thank you for all of your wonderful programming. I am enriched on a daily basis during my drive. Thank you, Jacqueline, so much for making your contribution.
Your pledge, very important to us during this winter membership drive. I want to, again, thank everybody who has contributed already. If you haven't contributed yet, now's the time to do it. We have to go away, but there's still time during this hour for you to make your contribution. So do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you.